21 years into using Facebook, and I finally got scammed. And it's all because I wanted to buy a hot tub. So I had been looking at hot tubs on Facebook a month or two ago because we wanted to get a hot tub in, and the shipping times were pretty long. And I never ended up buying one off Facebook. But sure enough, that algorithm has kicked in, and now they're showing me hot tub stuff all the time. And so we do need one more hot tub for one of our properties. And this just popped up in our locals group. It wasn't even on Facebook Marketplace. It popped up on our locals group. And this guy was selling a hot tub. And it seemed like a pretty good deal, but nothing super crazy. And so immediately I shoot him a message. And, you know, we're going back and forth about this. And there were a few red flags here and there. One was that it wasn't on Marketplace. It was in the locals group. But people are crazy in the locals group anyway. We all know that. And the you know, we start going back and forth, and I'm like, all right, well, you know, it seems like a pretty good deal. So ultimately, we decided that I would go look at it on Saturday. So this was a Thursday. I was going to go look at it on a Saturday because they were out of town. So again, another little red flag. But at that point, I knew he was going to ask me for a deposit because that's typically how stuff works, right? Especially if something's a decent price. And I've done that before a lot and have never gotten scammed. And so he asked me for a $100 deposit, and the hot tub was going to be $1,000. I was just one of those plug and play ones who typically they go for $2,500. So it was a good deal, but again, nothing too crazy. And I'm like, all right, am I willing to risk this $100? And the answer was that yes. And I knew it could be a scam, but again, we were going back and forth. I got his phone number. I also sent it via Venmo. So I was like, well, I have a Venmo account. I have a phone number. This is probably pretty legit. And this area is known for people, you know, coming on the weekends and coming to their vacation homes and things like that. So sure enough, all that was Thursday. All that went down. I sent the money. And on Saturday, I go to get on Facebook Messenger, the way we were contacting each other. And it says, this person is no longer available to chat with. So I'm like, okay, I'll call the, right? I'll call the number. I call the number and it's like, you know, it says, oh, this is no longer a valid number. And at that moment, I knew I had gotten scammed. Now, in that moment, of course, it was Saturday. I wanted that hot tub. I had two ways I could react. One was I could get really frustrated and pissed off, and I could also spend a lot of time maybe trying to report this and get my $100 back or whatever. But even more so than the time, I could spend a lot of mental energy and a lot of mental stress trying to get back at this scammer or get this scammer caught. Or two, I could just sit there and say, Trav, when you tried to buy this on Facebook, you knew that was a risk. You were willing to risk $100. And you could just let go of that. Let go of that money and say, okay, obviously this person needed it more than me. Obviously, if they're willing to go to these lengths to run a scam on you, that they're, you know, there's a big need there for this money. And, you know, I decided in that moment to just feel good about it, to say, okay, I got scammed. I knew it was $100. I don't want to lose $100, but I also don't want to ruin my weekend and ruin the days after my weekend trying to figure this out. And so that is the story of how I got scammed on Facebook. And that is the reaction that I had. And I will tell you what, it feels really good to just release that and to actually wish good luck and good fortune. And I know that sounds weird, but I actually sat there and said, I am wishing good luck and good fortune on the person who scammed me because they obviously need the money more than me. And so I hope they use it for what they need and that they're able to pull themselves out of whatever situation they're in that led them to scamming people on Facebook. And I feel good about it.